may in fact be the last meeting of the Senate Revenue Committee, and this is a command performance, by the way.
Command?
You've been opened by order of the President in order to engage in some amendment to House Bill 2716. And I would like Mr. Waters to orient the committee to the purpose and the effect of the amendments and just refresh the committee's recollection of the bill, if you would, Mr. Waters.
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2716A is a bill that expands the working family child care tax credit, making it a refundable credit. Refundable meaning that taxpayers can receive the full amount of their credit eligibility over and above what their tax liability would allow. Under current law, that's not possible, and taxpayers who are unable to apply their credit against current year tax liability effectively lose the remainder of their credit eligibility. This credit was started in 1997 by Senate Bill 388 and amended, expanded by the 1999 legislature by a Senate Bill 2. It would have about a $15.2 million revenue impact in 03-05 and about $16.5 million impact in 05-07. We do have Dash A4 amendments in front of us, and what those do, what that does is it prevents this bill, 2716, from becoming law until or unless House Bill 2281, which in its current form modifies the apportionment formula for business income, until or unless that bill becomes law or takes effect prior to January 1, 2003. So it ties House Bill 2716 to the fortunes of House Bill 2281.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Tucker.
So neither of those two go into effect until 03. Is that correct, Ed?
Senator Corcoran, members of the committee, House Bill 2716A becomes effective for the 2003 tax year.
Okay. And, Mr. Chair, 2281, this has a $15.2 million impact in 2003-2005. And what is the impact of the current bill as it exists, of 2281, for the same biennium?
49.
49, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for Mr. Johnson, you'd like to come forward, please. Senator Corcoran, did you get your questions answered?
Yes, addition by subtraction. I did.
Yes, Senator Corcoran, precisely. And please note in the legislative fiscal analysis, approximately 22,000 taxpayers would be eligible. And these, as I read the bill summary, are folks who had at least $6,000 of earned income for the year. In point of fact, this is aimed at working families who are at the lower end of the economic income scale. So it's quite effective in targeting assistance to that working family who has child care expenses. Mr. Johnson, did you wish to make some comment on the effectiveness of the bill and the legal issues that we should consider?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, Dexter Johnson, Legislative Council Office. First, I just wanted to respond a little bit more precisely to Senator Corcoran's question about the effective date. Both House Bill 2716 and 2281 take effect, as currently drafted, January 1, 2002. But with 2281, there's been contemplated in that bill that the changes in apportionment formula do not apply, start to apply as of May 1, 2003. That is, but that's not the same thing as the effective date, and that's what this is based on. both of these bills will take effect January 1, 2002, with one possible exception, and that's why I actually wrote it January 1, 2003. If House Bill 2281 is referred, people go out and collect petitions and is referred, put on the ballot, it won't take effect until 30 days after the 2002 general election. So that's why I have the 2003 effective date. That doesn't alter or implicate in any way the applicability dates of May 1, 2003 and 2005.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Corcoran.
Do you know if there's a similar provision in 2281? In other words, 2281.
2281 right now is passed out of conference committee.
Senator Corcoran, 2281 is in the possession of the revenue.
Conference committee.
It's back in conference committee. And there are amendments contemplated that would separate the working family child care tax credit from the
I understand
that
bill. That's not my question.
There are other amendments that are contemplated that will connect these concepts together, if that's what you're asking.
And well, it's going both ways.
There's going to be a linkage.
Okay, and it goes both ways.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, that brings up the other point that I wanted to mention, and that is that with this kind of approach where you have two bills and they depend on each other passing and one is going to go ahead of is going to leave the second house before the other one, there is a risk that after the first one has left, something will happen in the second bill that will make it so that it doesn't work right. And I just want you all to be aware of that risk. In other words, if 2281 is replaced with something completely different, it's not going. This approach will not work.
Understood. Any other questions for Mr. Johnson? What is contemplated is that these bills will not only be linked in the language of the bills, but they will also be in a close temporal proximity as they move through the process. Questions from the committee? Time is everything, isn't it? What somebody said. We are in work session on House Bill 2716.
Mr. Chair?
I'm Mr. Vice Chair.
Move the A4 amendments to House Bill 2716.
Vice Chair moves A4 amendments into House Bill 2716. Any questions on the motion? Objections to the motion? Senator Corcoran, question or an objection?
Objection.
Duly noted, other objections? Seeing and hearing none, amendments are adopted. Mr. Vice Chair.
I move House Bill 2716 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
The motion is to move 2716 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Are there any questions on the motion? Objections to the motion? Okay, seeing none. So ordered, let the record show that Senator George and Senator Castillo are excused. That concludes the business of the work committee. We are in adjournment.